This is Amherst Eclectic, and I am back for another installment of my podcast. And I had several subjects that I am going to be talking about in the next few podcasts that are pretty public. But in researching those subjects that have come onto the public forum and have been talked about and thought about, and, you know, everybody's kind of scrambling over what's wrong, what's right in certain subjects that I'm wanting to talk about in future podcasts, I found an article. And I was researching, you know, why stars, famous people, etc., feel the need to sort of expose themselves physically or show more of their body than maybe some people are comfortable with, other people are okay with, or some people may not see anything wrong with that. And I've, you know, also seen movies and shows and things that talk about this and how way, you know, hundreds of years ago, couple hundred, 300, 400 years ago, how this was also looked at. It's not the first time in human history that things like this have happened, but particularly, you know, men have done it, women have done it, but particularly, I think when people do this, female or male, it's a sense of empowerment. And I thought, you know, I want to research that a little bit more and see why do people feel empowered by just, you know, what's empowering about taking off all your clothes and walking down the street and everybody looking at you? Is it really about being seen naked? Is it really about being one of those people that likes to be seen naked? Or is it about some sort of empowerment of, you know what, I can do what I want to do? You, as the public, can't tell me how to act. You can't force me into what I want to do. You can't force me into what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm a free human being standing on this earth, and I will do what I want to do. And you can't tell me what to do. I'm an independent person with my own thoughts, mind, and I can do as I want. You can't get together as a pack and pressure me into doing something I don't want to do, or saying something I don't want to say, or acting a certain way I don't want to act. And hey, I've been there. I'm a woman. I know how that feels because it happens to women more than men in this society because, hey, let's just be honest. We're living in a patriarchy society. It's changing. Thank God. It's moving away from that. It's a slow process, but we're getting there. We're moving away from that being the case. And I'm happy to see that. I'm glad that I'm living in a time where we are moving away from that, but we are not away from that yet because, you know, other subject matters that I'll be talking about later, you know, rape is of a woman is accepted at some levels. You know, men get away with it. And they go on to have, you know, famous careers. They go on to have careers in government. They go on to have, I mean, very political, famous careers in government. They go on to have, you know, acting, singing jobs. They go on to be moguls in business. Yet rape is, you know, they raped somebody and they got away with it. And there was overwhelming evidence that they did it. Sports stars who have done that. Women who have been murdered, raped, then murdered. So, I mean, things haven't changed enough because women are still seen as, you know, a package that a man can use. Not fully human by some men who rape. So, back to what I was talking about. Flaunting of the body. Now, you know, women are not the only ones who are doing this. This is not just a phenomenon. Men have done it. we have to look at, you know, over the years, hundreds of years, art in art, where there have been nudes painted and held up as true and beautiful art. You know, in America, you don't see it as much, or North America, I should say, Canada, et cetera. You don't see it as much out in public, but I have, you know, if you go to Europe, you're going to see the nudes of Michelangelo. You're going to see paintings from, you know, even thousands of years back of people who have been painting nudes. And hundreds of years back, should I say, of people who've painted nudes. And it's all part of art history. I took art history. It's part of art history. It's a lot of nudes. And it's not just women. It's men. And is that unhealthy? I don't think so. And if you go to Europe, you will see more nude ads that are around in the train stations and public places. They're a little more comfortable with nudity than we are. They see it as more of a natural thing. And I think that has to do with, you know, being a little more eclectic, a little more open-minded, and not being ruled by religions. And it's not just a Christian religion. It's all religions who seem to put that stipulation on people that you can't be naked. Being naked is a bad thing. And then, you know, recently I was watching Outlander, which is one of my, you know, favorite shows that I watch. And it's really got me into the Outlander books. So I was kind of one of the opposites. I saw the show and I was like, wow, I didn't know this book existed, and went and started reading those books. But Diana Gabaldon, I think that's how you say her name, she has written about the sexuality in those books. And I think she's done a really good job with how she's presented sexuality and relationships in that book, and how women are treated, how men are treated back in those times. She's done a lot of research and history of what happened with the Scottish people over time. And also the social mores that were popular in those eras, and how women and men were looked at, and their position in society, et cetera, et cetera. And to send, you know, a woman from the 1940s back into, you know, those times, how does that look? You know, were women actually more, you know, open and free in the 1940s than they were back in those times? Which the answer is yes. We look back now, women of today look back at the people in the 1940s to see them as being repressed. But really, they had moved a long way from what it used to be. And now, today, we have moved a long way from the 1940s. So that's why I say that things have progressed. So my idea of looking at why do women flaunt their bodies, why do men flaunt their bodies, and how that's looked at differently from the male-female perspective in our society, I stumbled onto an article. And it is a Christian political website that wrote this. I'm not going to say exactly who, but I'm going to dissect this article because, oh my gosh, there are so many chauvinistic men in Christianity and in religion, of all religions. We're talking Muslim, Hindu, all religions, who use religion and use their thought process in religion to pretty much hold women down, and not just hold women down, but blame women for their sexual thoughts, their sexual ideas, their desires, their sins in sex, and their sins in relationship. And here's how we're gonna read the article. I'm gonna read bits and pieces of the article, and I'm going to comment on the article because I was so offended by this article that I just thought, I have to talk about this. Things need to change. And this viewpoint that is being put out in this article is one of the things that needs to change within not just our own society, which I think people who are not religious are probably not, don't think this way. And I have talked to people who are a little more open-minded. And people who don't base everything on religion don't think this way. But if you get into a religious group or with a religious person, they will stand their ground. And you will think that they are an open-minded, intelligent being until they start spouting their religious beliefs or backing up what their religion says about things. Okay, so here is the article. Flaunting your body. How is it harmful to others? I'm sorry. Again, men do this all the time. Men walk around half naked, but it's okay for men to do this, but it's not okay for women. And you'll see why. Here we go. Nothing says Christmas like America erupting over Miley Cyrus wearing a revealing outfit on the Christmas episode of Saturday Night Live. In fact, the outfit wasn't just revealing. It was absurd. Nobody in public wears a coat with no shirt underneath. You wear a shirt first, then if it's cold, you add a coat. Obviously, Cyrus didn't dress this way for warmth. I'm sorry, I'm probably going to be laughing through this whole thing. She dressed this way to create controversy and to turn people on sexually. It's yet another case of flaunting sexuality to earn oneself undeserved money, fame, and glamour that one's talent alone, or lack thereof, could never attain. Let me edit that, or let me proceed to add to that. Miley Cyrus is talented. Put her on the stage with some of the best singers and musicians in the business, and you will see she is talented. She has an amazing voice. She sounds amazing. You know, I've never heard a voice quite like Miley Cyrus's voice. When she is performing live, she is 100 times better than most performers. She can get on a stage, pull out a guitar, which I think she had to learn over time to play that guitar, and she can sing. Now, is that because she's been in a musical family, because her father has been a famous musician? Maybe. Maybe she had that up to get her in there. But she's a great actress. She's a great singer. Her personal life is a little messed up. I won't say that it's not. But in being a young artist who was brought onto the scene, what was she, 10, 11 years old when she was put into that show? And then her father was on the show with her. And being in a family where fame has always been a part of her life, she's never had a normal life, ever. And, you know, what is a normal life? Well, a normal life like you and I, where people aren't peering at us at every 5 seconds and judging us for everything we do and every move we make. So she's been in a glass bowl her whole life with people watching her. How do you expect her to react when she gets to an age where she's an adult? She's finally going to say to the rest of the world, screw you. I'm going to do what I want to do. I have been living along the lines of listening to all of you crazy people out there. And there are a lot of crazy people out there. Let's just admit it. You crazy people out there who have been trying to tell me how I should act, how I should be, what I'm about for years. I am not going to listen to you anymore. In fact, I'm going to do what I want to do. Thusly, twerking on stage. Thusly, wearing jackets with no shirt underneath. Thusly, everything that is going to tick you off as the public and say, screw you. I'm doing what I want to do. And I'm going to be the way that I want to be. And I'm not listening to anything you have to say. That is what I think happens to not just females who are in the public eye, but men, male and males in the public eye. They finally just get sick of it and say, well, I don't care what you think. I'm going to do the most outrageous thing that can possibly be done. And I'm going to make sure you see it because I'm saying, F you. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you do. Let's see if you like me now. And they almost set themselves up to be destroyed because they're so tired of everybody pointing the finger and telling them what to do. And I understand at some level how people feel, because while I am not a celebrity, I have, you know, I've been in music, I've been in drama, you know, in acting, I've done commercials, I've done all of those things. And as I was growing up, I was always sort of the center of attention because I am into doing those things. I was in plays in high school. I was in the choir. I was doing all of those things. I liked to perform. Hey, I'm the middle child of four children. Of course I needed to perform. Hey, I'm here. Look at me, because you're competing with, you know, three other kids. I can't even imagine if somebody had more brothers and sisters. You know, those are probably the people who are really out there and really trying to get attention as actors and actresses and singers and so forth and performers. But, you know, that is what leads you into it. Also, what leads you into it is a talent. You know, I went to a professional theater when I was younger, and someone asked me to come up on the stage. I was with a friend who was in the play, and someone asked me to come up on the stage and read the part against them as they were rehearsing, because the person hadn't shown up that was playing that part. And when I did it, they were like, "Oh my God, oh, is this the first time you've ever done this? You are amazing." I mean, people, that's happened to me more than once. I'm a natural when it comes to stuff like that. So over my life, I've had people who were jealous of me. I've had a lot of male interest in me over time. And that there's a competing aspect of that, where women get jealous of me because the person that they like likes me. I may not like that person that they like. I may just be being friendly with them. Most of the time that's the case, but they're still jealous of the fact that that guy wants to be with me and not them. So forth and so on. And I have had some really horrible things done to me when I've really done nothing but be myself. I have had some really horrible groups of people who have gotten together, talked behind my back and behind a lot of other people's backs, to take me out, to take me down, to make me look bad. So I've experienced on a lower level what a famous star might experience on a huge national or international level. And I can't even imagine what that must be like for them, because I'm only experiencing it in a maybe. You know, I experienced it at a church. I've experienced it at a school. I've experienced it in, you know, larger groups, from anywhere from a few hundred to thousands of people who were, you know, in a group, and then a certain section of that group decides that they're going to target you because they're jealous, because they're envious, because they want to make you look bad so that they can then move into whatever position you were in, be it in a play, be it up on stage singing solos, be it just getting the attention of the overall group that is, you know, that they're a part of. So I have been a part of that. And when you become a center point, when you become someone that people are noticing, when you become someone that people see all the time and envy, ooh, people can be cruel. People can be mean. So I can imagine on a small scale what Miley Cyrus and other stars go through on a regular basis, with people watching them, judging them, and feeling like they can tell them what to do. Because I've been there. Thousands of people doing this to me, hundreds of people doing this to me, rather than, you know, millions or billions of people doing it to me. So I can't even imagine what these stars go through, that they would go off the deep end and, you know, do crazy things to say, screw you. So I think that that is part of what you see when artists, you know, tactile sexual acts, you know, on stage, or that's what a lot of guys seem to do, you know, or do controversial things like not wear certain pieces of clothing, be semi-naked, semi-nude on stage. Recently, Lizzo walked into a basketball game with her freaking butt hanging out, which I will never understand that one. I mean, I understand, you know, saying screw you, but, and then, you know, she sat down on the chairs and I was thinking, I wouldn't let you sit in my house like that. Your ass would not be allowed on my couch if you walked into my house with your butt exposed and a thong on. And, you know, that's the only thing I was thinking about is just, ew, ah, I wouldn't let you sit on my chairs. But what was she really doing? You know, she was fully covered and then her ass is hanging out. So what was she doing? She was saying, screw you. Because she's got a lot of people throwing things at her. And then she did that. And then she really got attacked. And then the next day, she said, I'm off Twitter. I'm done. I'm done with everybody and their opinions. I'm done with everybody and what they're doing. And, you know, she is an emerging star who has issues. Obviously, she's very overweight. She actually needs to get in better shape. And I understand body positivity and all that. But every time I look at someone who is that overweight, I think, oh my gosh, all I can think about is how unhealthy that is. And why are they like that? And why there's always a reason that somebody is continuing to be overweight, especially when they get into a position where they can take care of themselves, where they're financially set, where they're okay. In most areas, there is a reason that they're staying that way. There's something psychological, emotional. I mean, we all know what that goes back to. But you cannot judge somebody on that. You cannot look at somebody and say, oh, they're screwed up because, you know, because they're overweight. Well, and then people say, well, if someone's addicted, she's addicted to food or addicted to eating food for emotional reasons, whatever. What about an alcoholic? What about a drug addict? Well, there's lots of alcoholic and drug addicts that people put up on a pedestal and that are stars and that are performers that everybody thinks is really awesome. And they are also addicts. So you can look at it that way. So yes, she has some issues, but also this is her finally coming into fame, notoriety, finally hitting where her talent is. And she is talented. Girl can play a flute. Girl can write a song. Girl can sing. So she's, you know, she's very talented. But here comes fame. Here comes everybody looking at you. Here comes everybody seeing you for the first time. And now here comes judgment. Everyone's judgment of who you are, who you should be, and who they need you to be so that they can accept you, so that they can tell their friends that they like you as an artist, they like your music, and not be judged. That's really what that's all about, isn't it? When people start, you know, going after somebody who's famous or talented or whatever, it is, I need to be able to be accepted by everyone else because I accept you. Well, that's your own problem. So when Miley or Lizzo or any of these artists do what they do, they're just pretty much, you know, throwing up a finger to the establishment and or to the social mores and saying, you know what? I don't need to do what you want me to do. I've been doing this for years and now all of a sudden everybody notices it. Now all of a sudden I'm famous. Now all of a sudden it is out on a public forum and you want me to change. You're saying I have to change because now more people see me, more people are listening to my music, more people. And I have to admit that some of these artists will, you'll hear my cat purr every once in a while. She keeps coming up on me. But some of these artists they'll revert to something else than what they used to do because fame does that. Fame's a funny, fickle thing. And like I said, I think once people get into public eye, they're just trying to say, I'm not going to do what you want to do. And then they go to the extremes to say that. And it's not what they used to do. It's not how they used to act. It's not how their act used to go. But in order to get people off their back, in order to get people to shut up, they have to say, do that. They have to go do something radical. And then once it's over, they can say, see, I did it and the world didn't end. See, I pulled this act and the world is still spinning. Everything's okay. Leave me alone. You know, that quit judging me. I am who I am. You are who you are. Now move on. So I think that's where I think psychologically this comes from. And also, I think a lot of women who do this, it's, you know, people say it's feminist. Well, I do think there is a portion of this that is sort of linked into feminism and being a feminist because you want to be seen as equal to everyone else. Well, when a man gets on stage and takes off all of his clothes, when his nipples are out, when his butt is hanging out, people don't seem to have that much of a reaction. A man could walk onto a stage with just a cover-up, you know, over his genitals, his penis, and walk across the stage naked. And it would not get splashed all over the front page news. Because we have seen a man's butt. We have seen a man's back, chest, arms, legs. We have not as often seen a man's penis. And why is that? Because men rate themselves on how big their penises are. And so they're not going to flaunt it out there, particularly if they don't have a big one. And so that is something that gets rated in the male world. How big, how long, how thick, how whatever. So you don't get to see that as often. In fact, it's not even shown in movies where women's whole bodies are flaunted out in to the world on movies. So is that such a bad thing that men can walk across the stage and that's the only thing they cover up? So women are saying, well, men do that. What is so crazy about me taking off my shirt and you seeing my breast, you seeing my nipples, you see men's breasts, you see men's nipples? What's the big deal? Why can't I walk around with just a little thong on that covers up my private area? Why can't I? And it feels empowering to women because they see men doing it all the time. So why aren't we equal in that way to men? And the way we see women's bodies and the way we see men's bodies, why isn't there an equality in that? And there has been in the past with people who were cerebral, who thought outside the box, who were, you know, who had gotten beyond the social mores and religions that dictate to us. That's why you see nudes in art. That's why you see Michelangelo making nudes and sculptures, and they're out in public and it's there for everyone to see. What's wrong with the human body? There is nothing wrong with the human body. Just because there's a passage in the Bible that says that Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge and all of a sudden they knew that they had to put clothes on. Whatever. You know, whatever. I mean, I understand people in their religions and I understand that they see their religion as the only one and blah, blah, blah. But you don't even know that your religion is the truth at this point. Have you met God? Have you been there? Yeah, people say they've been to heaven. I understand. But there's still debate on that. There's still debate on were they there or was that just a figment in their mind? They've been told it so many times over the years that when they died and came back, it was just a way of calming themselves or they went into that thoughts in their brain thinking they were going. You don't know. We will not know what the truth is until we die about religion. Okay, so I'm coming up on the 30 minutes where I have to get cut off here and start another 30 minutes. I'm going to continue this in my next segment, which will be right behind this segment. So this is segment one on this subject of why do people flaunt their bodies in public, especially famous people, and how is that, you know, how does that pertain to why they're doing that? So go on to the next podcast. I will see you in a moment after I start re-recording on that one.